The Green Front with Betsy Rosenberg, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Progressive Radio Network.
Next week, you're introducing the American Energy and Infrastructure Jobs Act. Will you attach the Keystone bill to that?
Republicans taking hostages over the Keystone XL pipeline again. Banner year for big oil again. Chevy Volt cleared of all charges. Florida invaded by snakes.
No, that's Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney.
Plus,
if we had a problem with oil companies, why would we have spent the entire film driving around the gas-guzzling Rolls Royce?
The Muppets strike back at Fox.
Easy targets for the Muppets. Why don't they pick on someone their own size? All of that and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Both of them bought into the global warming hoax.
You know, with lies like that, I can't believe Rick Santorum isn't the GOP frontrunner. Brother, this is your Green News Report. Okay, Des, I hope you haven't bought into the global warming hoax.
No, but we will have more on the Republican follies in just a moment.
You mean the hoax?
No, the circus.
Indeed.
But first, another banner year for ExxonMobil. ExxonMobil made $41 billion in profit in 2011, but they pay only an estimated 17.6% for their tax rate. That's lower than the average American, according to thinkprogress.org. Oil profits are higher than last year across the board. New lobbying disclosures show the oil and gas industry overall spent five times more in lobbying Congress than the renewable energy industry has. By the way, Exxon is also suing the federal government to avoid paying an additional $92 million in new cleanup costs for the Exxon Valdez oil spill 20 years ago.
Unbelievable.
Meanwhile, gas prices are going up again. The Department of Energy reports that gas prices already at record highs for any January on record rose again last week to a national average of $3.43 a gallon. That is 77 cents higher than this same time last year. But it's going to get even worse in coming months when a handful of East Coast refineries are shut down permanently by the industry to eliminate facilities that have low profit margins.
So they make more profits, pay less in taxes, and still continue to get subsidies from the U.S. government. Amazing.
The Chevy Volt is cleared. The National Highway Transportation and Safety Administration has closed its investigation of the Chevy Volt and declared the long-range electric car to be safe after high-profile reports in the media that the battery caught fire during federal crash testing. The fires occurred days after the tests, and GM has since strengthened the battery compartment. The administration found no defects and noted that the risk of fire is much greater in conventional gas cars than in the Chevy Volt.
And yet somehow the story of the electric car being a menace to society is the one that gets out there.
Yep.
Go figure.
It's a Florida invasion. No, not this week's Republican presidential election primary, but small mammals that are being wiped out in the Florida Everglades after an invasion of imported pythons and other exotic snakes. Thousands of exotic snakes have been abandoned by their owners in the wild when they got too big. New research shows the snakes have caused the population of small mammals in the Everglades to plummet as much as 99% in some areas. 2 weeks ago, the Interior Department announced a federal ban on the importation of four species of giant snakes.
Big government tyranny of snakes.
Speaking of slithery behavior, congressional Republicans will again try to force President Obama to approve the controversial Keystone XL pipeline from the tar sands of Canada. Republican House Speaker John Boehner told ABC News this week that Republicans will attach a rider automatically approving the pipeline to a crucial highway infrastructure spending bill.
If it's not enacted before we take up the American Energy and Infrastructure Jobs Act, it'll be part of it.
One Senate Democrat, Joe Manchin of West Virginia, has joined with Republicans on similar legislation in the Senate, and they say they will attach the Keystone Pipeline rider to every piece of must-pass legislation, seeing it as a potent campaign tool against President Obama. Finally, remember the Fox News kerfuffle over the new Muppet movie?
I do.
Fox News hosts claimed the Muppets are anti-oil because their plot turned on an oil baron who wanted to tear down the Muppet Theater to drill underneath. Fox News got some choice words from Miss Piggy at a press conference to promote the film in London last week.
It's almost as laughable as accusing Fox News as, being news.
Kermit, who is always green, had his own response in kind.
Boy, that's going to be all over the internet.
They take what I say seriously. They got a real big problem.
Yeah, well, Fox News does take what you guys say seriously. They got to find someone to hate. Right, Bill O'Reilly?
Well, we still like the Muppets, but they better watch it.
You tell them, Bill. For all of those stories and more, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. While you're there, please consider a donation to help sponsor the Green News Report so both we and the Muppets can keep telling the truth over your public airwaves. From bradblog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
It's not easy being green. It seems you blend in with so many other ordinary things.
No, it ain't easy.